Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 68, and I'm here with Rylan.
Two away from 70, you know, moving up there, of course.
It seems like it took forever to get to 50, and then after we hit 50, it's like flying by.
It's flying by now. Well, it did take forever to get 50 because like all the breaks and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, we did take a few.
But yeah. Before we get into everything, join our Discord. You know, like I said, in the past three episodes, there's a few episodes, whatever. Join our Discord. We're finally at 20 members. So, yeah, 10 more. We're going to have a movie night. So, if you guys want to watch a movie, you know, join. Why not? And also, you know, just join if you guys want to, like, you know, talk about certain games or whatnot. You know, just chat with us. We'll chat with you guys about anything and stuff. So yeah.
All right, starting up, Nintendo is suing Yuzu.
Okay, what I got here is Nintendo has filed a lawsuit against Tropic Haze, the makers of popular Yuzu emulator, that the Switch maker claims is facilitating piracy at a colossal scale. The federal lawsuit filed Monday in the District Court of Rhode Island, first reported by Stephen Todilio, is the company's most expensive and significant argument yet, against emulation technology, and it alleges turns general computing devices into tools of massive intellectual property, and fragments of Nintendo and from working on Nintendo and others' copyright works. Nintendo is asking the court to prevent the developers' significant financial damages under the DMCA. Is successful, the arguments in the case could help overturn years of legal prudence that have protected emulator software itself, even as those emulators for software piracy have remained illegal. Nintendo is still basically taking the position that emulation itself is unlawful. Foundation law attorney and digital media specialist John Lawyerman told Ares, though that not the core legal theory in the case. Also got here, the bulk of Nintendo's legal argument rests on Yuzi's ability to break that many layers of encryption that protect Switch software from being copied or played by unauthorized users. So using so-called proto keys obtaining from legitimate Switch hardware, Yuzu can dynamically decrypt and encrypt Switch game ROM at runtime, which Nintendo in its lawsuit argues fall afoul of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act's prohibition against circumvention of software protections.
Yeah. Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Yuzu is a Nintendo Switch emulator. So I use it quite a bit. I also use Ryujinx, which is another Nintendo Switch emulator. So depending on what game it is, some games run better on Yuzu, some games run better on Ryujinx. So it just depends on the game and which one I prefer to use.
Yeah.
But if Yuzu gets shut down, that would definitely suck. That'll be a big hit to the emulation community. Basically, what I've seen that Nintendo was most annoyed about or mad about is, so when Tears of the Kingdom was, before Tears of the Kingdom came out, the ROM leaked online about a week early. Because it came out May 12th, so it leaked about a week early.
I remember we talked about it and everything.
Right. Yeah, so when it leaked early, obviously, if the ROM's online, then you can play it on emulators. So what Nintendo's argument is that they think that the Yuzu developers had an early copy or got the Tears of the Kingdom ROM online and was playing it early on Yuzu to get it running good, because when Tears of the Kingdom, before Tears of the Kingdom came out, like I said, it leaked early. So before even Tears of the Kingdom came out, the game was running almost perfect on Yuzu. So that's why Nintendo's like, oh, they probably have our ROM online and they're using it, you know, they're playing it to get it running early. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But what I think, I don't think that's the case. I mean, yeah, they might be playing it early. Everybody else is, but I don't think that's what's happening here. I think the reason it ran almost perfectly before the game even came out is because Breath of the Wild was running perfectly. And those games are almost the exact same, like the same engine and everything. So I think that's why Tears of the Kingdom, I'm naming off every Zelda game except for the one I want. But I think that's why Tears of the Kingdom was running so good before it even released, is because Breath of the Wild was running perfect before that. And they're almost the same game.
Yeah.
So I really hope Nintendo loses on this, because I want to keep Yuzu up. But only time will tell, and we'll let you guys know, like always, of course.
Yeah.
All right. Toys for Bob going independent.
Yeah, this is a major company in the video game industry.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Especially crazy, recent years, they really came out with banger after banger.
Yeah. Okay, what I got here is Skylanders and Crash Bandicoot developer Toys for Bob has announced plans to go independent. The California studio, acquired by Activision 2005, has worked on a variety of Skylander, Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, and Call of Duty games since then. However, in a new statement released today, of course, I'm pretty sure the statement obviously wasn't today.
Right.
But, got here, by studio heads Paul Yan and Avery Londo, or Lo Danto, sorry. It was announced that the developer will be going it alone. Over the years, we inspired love, joy, and laughter for the inner child in all gamers, the statement reads. We pioneered new IP and hardware technologies in Skylanders. We've raised the bar for best-in-class remasters in Spyro Reignited Trilogy. We've taken Crash Bandicoot to innovative, critically acclaimed new heights. With the same enthusiasm and passion, we believe that now it is time to take studio and our future games to the next level. This opportunity allows us to return to our roots for being a small and nimble studio.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, they've made like certain games that have like peaked, you know, like Crash, Spyro, all that, you know. The remasters and everything like that.
Right. They had the Spyro trilogy. They had the Crash trilogy. They had Crash 4, a whole new game.
Some Call of Duty games also.
Call of Duty games and other games. Skylanders, like it said.
A whole bunch of different games.
So they've had a lot of successful games. And, you know, definitely, I'd like to see them stay with Activision, but I understand where they're coming from. They think they're big enough and they're financially well enough to go by themselves and to make games.
Yeah, they are. But I feel like it would be best for them to stay with Activision and stuff at some point, but I don't know really.
Well, they went on to say also that they are they're in talks with Microsoft to have a partnership. So they could still work on like Crash and Spyro and Microsoft Activision IPs still. Like they're familiar with, so we might still see them on something that we want them on, like Crash or Spyro or whatever.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's the case.
I do have one more thing here.
Okay.
It says, and while we're still in the early days of developing our next new game and ways away from making any announcements, our team is excited to develop new stories, new characters, new gameplay experiences. They add, our friends at Activision and Microsoft have been extremely supportive of our new direction, and we're confident that we will continue to work closely together as part of our future. In recent years, Toys for Bob has assisted in development was, as we said, like the Call of Duty series, and you know, like Skylanders, Crash, all that,
right?
All those games, and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it says Microsoft and Activision, like, are being supportive about this decision and everything.
Yeah.
Which is good, you know. They're not really mad or anything.
Yeah,
they're supportive about it.
I completely understand, too, like, because, I mean, their parent company got bought out, so...
Yeah.
I could see where they're kind of might be worried or whatever, how stuff's going to go. But, you know, good for them. So hopefully they do keep that partnership going.
Yeah, hopefully they do good.
All right. So last week we talked about how there was going to be a Pokemon Presents. And now we have the Pokemon Presents summary for you guys.
Okay. The Pokemon Company celebrates Pokemon Day with announcements, including new events, collaborations with Pokemon Go, and a digital version of Pokemon Trading Card Game called Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket, set to launch this year. I got here. Pokemon Day celebrated on February 27th, marking the anniversary of Pokemon Red and Green's release in Japan. Announcement of Terror Raid battle events featuring Venusaur, Blastoise, and Charizard. Collaboration event with Pokemon Go introducing Pikachu wearing caps, hats, and new Pokemon. And then I got here the trading card game. Introduction of Pokemon trading card game Pocket, a digital version of Pokemon trading card game developed in collaboration with Creatures Inc. and DNA. Pokemon trading card game Pocket aims to replicate the card game experience digitally with amuse cards, streamlined game rules. And then, as I said, it's expected to come out this year. So,
right.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
So yeah, just to recap. So I was right that a Pokemon Legends game was announced.
Yeah.
So I was really excited about that. It's about the only thing I'm excited for out of that. But hopefully it's as good as the first one, if not better. But anyway.
Hopefully.
Just to recap, Pokemon Legends Z to A was announced, and it is set to arrive in sometime in 2025. And then, like you said, Pokemon TCG, trading card game, Pokemon Unite, Pokemon Cafe Remix, a bunch of different stuff. Pokemon Masters EX, Pokemon Sleep, and some more Pokemon Go collaborations and everything. And then some raid battle events for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. So there's no mainline Pokemon game announced. The closest thing is a Pokemon Legends game, which is still a spinoff. So
yeah,
maybe they're actually taking their time since Power Word came out and just pretty much smacked them down.
Maybe they're taking their time.
They're like, to make a good game.
We should make this game amazing, like the best.
You know? Or maybe they're just taking this year off to release maybe a Pokemon game as a launch title for the Switch 2 next year, since they said it was delayed to 2025. Who knows?
They could do that.
Yeah, we'll just have to see. I'll probably release on both consoles, if I had to guess. Do wait till next year, but... Yeah, that's everything at the Pokemon Presents. So we'll move on. We have the PS Plus Essential Games for March.
Yeah, as you guys know, we always go over the PlayStation games. We used to go over Gold, but Gold's gone now.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but there's a few games here. We got Destiny 2, The Witch Queen. I'm pretty sure that's a DLC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sifu. I know what that game is. That game's like a fighting game and whatnot. Hello Neighbor 2. That's a pretty decent game also. And then EA Sports F1 23. These, all four of these games are going to be on PS4 and PS5. Also got here, PlayStation Plus members can also access a unique cosmetic bundle from Embark Studios. PvP shooter, The Finals. According to PlayStation Blog, the bundle includes 2 epic outfits and 12 epic skins for weapons. So,
okay, yeah, and also all of those games are available from Tuesday, March 5th to April 1st.
Yeah, that's normally about where the average,
right?
And the games and everything come out.
All right, moving on to our last topic. Do you think Nintendo will win against Yuzu?
I don't know, really. A mixed opinion. Like, you know, I want to actually try this emulator out and everything.
But well, you might want to hurry just in case.
Yeah. But honestly, they might. Just because, like, of how Nintendo's kind of explained it and everything.
Yeah.
They might win it just because how they're, like, saying everything and stuff.
Just to get it out there, emulation is not illegal. A lot of people think it is, but it's not. Yeah. Emulators are legal.
Like but
the ROMs are not legal to download offline. You have to buy them. And back them up yourself. That's fine. You know, that's perfectly legal to play that way. So, what Nintendo's saying is, for one, the Tears of the Kingdom thing, I think that's fine. Like, that's not going to be an issue. But for Yuzu, in order to be able to play the Yuzu emulator, you can't just download it and play. You have to have product keys from an actual hacked Switch. You're supposed to from a hacked Switch, or you can just download them offline. So, and then also title keys to play the games, which also you're supposed to use from a hacked Switch, or you can just download them offline. I can't tell you where to download those from, but you can download those offline. Just Google it if you're interested. Anyway, what Nintendo's saying is the only way to get those product keys or firmware is to hack your Switch, which is obviously illegal. Yeah. So that's where Nintendo's big counter is, that they're promoting hacking your Switch or whatever.
They're promoting like illegal stuff.
Right. So Nintendo might win. I'm hoping they don't, though, honestly. I hope they don't. I hope they lose. I hope they just leave Yuzu alone. Because I'm afraid if they shut Yuzu down, Ryu Jinx is next. And then we're not going to have any major Switch emulators until probably after the Switch is they're not supporting it anymore.
Yeah, like they're gonna probably discontinue the Switch or something, maybe for the Switch 2 or something.
Eventually like that. They will.
But, yeah, they will eventually.
But yeah, hopefully they lose. I'm hoping Nintendo loses against Yuzu, but we'll just have to wait and see. I don't know. Honestly, yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping no. Well, I'm hoping, yeah, I'm hoping, to answer the question, I'm hoping no, Nintendo does not win against Yuzu. I mean, I love Nintendo. Don't get me wrong. I love Nintendo. I love their products, everything, but just being able to emulate your games that you have bought.
Yeah.
It's better because for me, I like to have multiple games on one system. So like Mirage Ally, I can play Switch games, I can play Xbox games, yeah. I can play PlayStation games, GameCube games, all kinds games. Of different ones that I own, that I legally own in one place instead of having to grab a bunch of different systems, which I have those systems. That's not, I mean, I'm definitely privileged to have those systems, but I don't want to have to plug up every system that I want to play.
Yeah, say if you want to play GameCube, you're going to have to unplug whatever console, like your computer or whatnot, to actually hook up your GameCube.
Right, or I could just emulate it on my PC and not have to unplug anything, just switch applications over. So
yeah,
it just makes...
It's not difficult at all or anything.
Because especially, I got two podcasts, I got... a Twitch channel, I got a YouTube channel, I work full time, you know, I don't have time, a lot of time to game. So when I do want to, I don't want to unplug and plug in a bunch of different stuff. So it just makes it easier if it's all in one place for me to just play whatever I want.
Like whenever Ash streams, like say mainly any like old game, he's emulating. It's like an emulator.
Yeah. Like, what was it? Weeks ago, I was playing Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Yeah,
I was going to play Wind Waker, but it kept crashing. But I was playing Melee. I was emulating it on my Odin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, most of the time I emulate stuff. A lot of people don't like it, but a lot of people couldn't even tell though if they were watching my stream. So.
Yeah, exactly. They would just think you're on the.
And it's legal. I mean, I can show them. I got the game right. Over there, I can show it to them if they want to see a legal copy of it. All right, I'm done rambling about emulation, but we appreciate you guys for watching and listening. However, we got it. Like Ryland said at the beginning, join our Discord. We have 20 members. Once we get 30, we will have a movie night.
Yep.
Make sure to follow all of our personal and podcast Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts. And our podcast socials with like TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Fire Merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Discord and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Rylan, do you have anything?
Not really. Just as Ashton said, you know, follow our socials, you know, buy our merch, Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, again, DM us on Instagram, Discord. We're close to 160,000 total downloads for the podcast, which is pretty cool. So
that's correct. Thank you guys for that. Crazy, honestly.
I know this month will be our 9-month anniversary. I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Our 9-month anniversary is this month in 3 days. It's the second, right?
Yep.
Yeah, in 3 days. Which is pretty impressive how many downloads and how much support and everything we've gotten over this past 9 months. Keep in mind, this podcast will be here for years to come. So
right, yeah.
Well, thank you. Seriously, thank you guys for that. We both deeply appreciate it. You know, you're kind of making this whole social media dream kind of
content creating dream come true.
Yeah,
for sure. And I can't tell you who it is, but we... thanks to you guys, we did get our first official Hushred ad sponsor. So you'll hear them in the next couple of weeks. But so it was only because of you guys, and we definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome that we actually got this sponsor and everything. You know.
Yeah.
Just thanks to you, everyone who listens, or, you know, to our episodes and everything. Thanks to you, we've got this. So yeah. Thank you.
All right, guys, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.